What's going on with Cena Taker?
Man, I wish I knew. I still say the best way for them to do this, and I think you would agree with me, is to have Undertaker not comment to John Cena. And then Cena cuts a promo in the ring, and then you hear the Undertaker's music and he comes out at WrestleMania. And the crowd would explode to no end at that point. That's the best. You know, last year when they hid that the Hardys were coming out and how that explosion was. And then now, if you would do the same thing with the Undertaker and you get Cena in the ring and the Undertaker comes out, that place will go bananas.
Do you think that that will happen?
That's what I hope
Yeah.
happens. You've got Monday Night Raw coming up tomorrow night. That's the last Raw. It's the going home show. Will he make a,
You know, it'd be
are they going to
funny.
look at, you know, just trying to sell a
You know,
few
it'd be
more?
funny.
What?
It would make everybody so pissed if Taker did come out on, on WrestleMania night. And then choke slams him and pins him and then walks off. And it's a squash match.
Yeah, it was a
Wouldn't
squash
that
match.
just, everybody would be like, are you freaking kidding me? What in the,
Yeah,
oh, that would be hilariously, it would
yeah, it
piss
would be.
so many people off.
And they, hey, you know, it might happen. You never know.
I think that would be the best thing for him, just to come out and
Yeah.
flip Cena the bird right to his face, choke slam him, give him a pile driver, and leave. And then just that's it. Don't come back. Don't come back ever, ever, ever again, you know?
Yeah, don't mess with the
Yeah. Yeah,
Undertaker.
you know,
Yeah,
calling me a coward, you
I
know, and
see.
this and that. He could just, he could walk out and Kid Rock music playing, ride his Harley to the ring, and John Cena stands there, goes to give him a shoulder tackle, and Undertaker choke slams him and then flips him off and then gets on his bike and rides off into the sunset.
Or as I like to call, teach him to count to
Yes.
one. And give a visual aid,
Yeah.
you know that. Yeah, so yeah, that could work. But I really do hope that they'll make it more of a surprise entrance and have, you know, Cena in the ring cutting the promo, and then Taker comes out. They start the music, and you know they hide him under the ring somehow, and they turn out the lights, and then they pop him up, and there he is. That
I'd
would
sure
be
like to see him ride
fantastic.
down that big old long entrance ramp on a Harley, though, with Kid Rock playing in the
Yeah.
background.
That would be awesome. I would agree with it because I think he should come back as the American Badass
Well, I hope
character.
so.
So, yeah, me too. So, and then John Cena, there's some news about him also. I think you sent this to me about him being in a movie adaptation of Duke
Yeah, dude. Did you
Nukem.
ever play Duke Nukem back in the 90s?
No, I did not.
Duke Nukem is one of the best first-person shooters ever, and it was always known for his cheesy one-liners. And my favorite was, he would Duke Nukem. You'd be walking around and you'd shoot somebody, and he'd be like, "It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, but I'm all out of bubble gum."
So evidently the people were fans of Roddy Piper,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. And he used to say
That's
all
awesome.
kinds of silly things, so it could be very entertaining. I'm sure it would be extremely, extremely rated R.
And then speaking of rated R movies, John the Blocker is coming out in April. I think April the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. But it's going to be kind of a comedy, adult comedy movie, and he's going to play a dad in that. It's called Blocker,
It's that's a Cena movie?
and that's a John Cena. He's in the movie anyway. He's got a big role
Huh.
in it. And let's see, what else was the other one? Oh, John Cena news. There's in the works right now. Nothing is finalized, but Cena confirms that he is working on starring in a new version of oh, now David Hasselhoff,
Oh,
Knight
really?
Rider. I just had a senior moment there, man. Mm. I couldn't remember. And David Hasselhoff is okay with it. So.
Well, I know he's going to be in Bumblebee.
Yeah, that's
and
coming out.
And he's the voice. Well, he's the voice of. He's going to do a voice on the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series.
Cool. So. And he just did the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, have you seen the artwork from that new TMNT series?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Man, it looks horrible.
Is it bad? It's kind of like anime.
A little
or...
bit. It is. I don't know.
I haven't. I'm not a big Turtles fan, so my kind of Turtles are the music band from the 60s. There, tell you how
You're
old
weird.
I am.
Well, did I mention Bumblebee already? He's going to be in Bumblebee. Okay.
Yes, you did. You did Bumblebee.
And
I watched Ferdinand.
Yeah, Ferdinand's
a couple
out
weeks
on
ago
Blu-ray.
For the first time.
What a cute little show. We watched Ferdinand this weekend, believe it or not.
I'm Ferdinand. Yep, that's me.
Cute little show. I think I watched it 2 weekends ago. Yeah, we had some visitors over, some youngsters, and they wanted to watch it. So.
Hey, you know what? I thought it was a good show.
It was. It had a good message to it.
So, what else is going on?
Oh, man. It's all Mania all the time the next week and a half, I'm telling you. Because then you've got, you know, the night after Mania on Raw is always a surprise. Yeah.
Dude, okay. Okay, here's my surprise for Mania. After the Raw after Mania. You want to hear it?
Okay. I'm ready.
So, you know, Brock Lesnar, he beats Roman Reigns, right? Because we all know he's going to.
Oh.
And then Heyman's out there, you know, saying something. And ranting and raving. And then all of a sudden, here comes Matt Hardy's music playing. And he comes out and says, Brother Heyman, the beast must be deleted.
Oh, we can only hope,
I guess. Come on, dude. Wouldn't it be great?
It would work. It would work. And you know, they're setting up a woken Bray Wyatt. Remember they found his body now? Yeah, and he's actually appeared at an event that he didn't come out to his music, and Matt cut a promo on him while Bray was coming out to the ring and said, you know, you've been in that lake of restoration or whatever they called it, and you are broken, but I'm taking care of your vessel or whatever he says. And, they're going to do a character change on Bray Wyatt. I would not be surprised, and I should have said this a couple of podcasts ago, I would not be surprised to see those two team together.
Yeah, that would be a good tag team. Till his brother. So wait, is his brother coming back, or what's going on with his brother?
I think he's ready to come back anytime. There have been internet rumors that he might come back as Willow, which we both disagree, or agree that it would be a bad idea. But, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a woken Bray Wyatt with the woken Matt Hardy, and then whether they would be faces or heels is still the question. And then I got to ask you about a match too. What about the SmackDown Tag Team Champions with the Bludgeon Brothers and the Usos and New Day in a three-way, fatal three-way tag match?
I'm not real big on the Bludgeon Brothers.
And I agree with you to an extent, but since they've had them actually wrestling against competitors and attacking the Usos and also New Day and doing things with them, it's been better because when they brought them in, all they were doing was doing local talent squash matches. And I didn't like that at all. I just wish they would, you know, have a better name, you know.
I don't know why they didn't keep just their, you know, Eric, you know, Rowan and Harper. I mean, why did they need this, like, you know, to carry around fake axes? And, like, I kind of think that's kind of stupid. They should have just kept their sweaty old T-shirts and just, you know,
yeah, and
two weird hillbillies, and I mean, for Christ's sake,
yeah, I'd like that. I'd like that.
Carried a bottle of moonshine or something with them as their weapon.
Sounds like Hillbilly Jim and what was his the farmer, mm-hmm. the big flyboy mm-hmm. Frazier. That's what I know him as. They team together, so. Yeah, that would work for me too, but
wait, who knows? Let me check.
What?
Is there anything? Do you have your credentials for WWE Creative?
I have them, but I lost them.
So what does that mean?
Do you have yours?
See, actually, you know, my dog ate them.
Oh,
my dog
you
eats
did.
Everything. She eats everything. We actually had to have surgery done on our dog because she ate something she shouldn't have.
Ooh.
So,
yeah.
So I can use that as a legitimate excuse. Credentials, I mean, good timing. We're not part of Creative. We're just fans, right?
Yeah, we are just fans. But, you know, you were talking about Paul Heyman, and he's released that he's working on a show, I guess kind of like a talk show that might be with wrestling or whatever, but it's going to be called The Paul Heyman Show.
Huh.
So whether his contract is running out, as is Brock Lesnar. So what's going to happen there, I don't care. But if Paul Heyman's not with Brock, it doesn't work with Brock. So,
Here's one for you. John Cena tweeted out today, woke up and phone alerted that I had a WrestleMania answer for the Phenom. My phone's been doing this for 3 hours now. April Fool's Day. Undertaker 1, Cena 0.
Okay.
I
don't understand it. So. But our boy Rusev, you wish me happy Rusev Day, is now part of WrestleMania. He'll be vying for the U.S. Championship in a Fatal 4-Way.
Hmm.
And Rusev Day needs to win that
one.
Yeah. So it's got Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, and Jinder Mahal. Hmm. And they set that up with a tag match with Orton and Roode tagging against Jinder and Lenny of Slamil and Samazel Hassan Pfeffer Incorporated. Then they said he was injured, so they brought in Rusev. Rusev won the match, and he said he was going to be part of that, and Daniel Bryan approved.
Hey, did we already talk about John Cena's upcoming children's book? I guess it's coming out pretty quick.
Yeah. And I
Elbow
you got
to
get the name of it. Do you have it in front of you?
It's an original story.
Can you imagine?
Featuring illustrations by popular award-winning artist Howard McWilliams, mixing Cena's automotive affinity with his can-do spirit. Okay. Sure.
Yes. Never give up. Never give up. I'm John and you can't see me.
Why? I miss the Doctor of Thugonomics.
I've always thought the worst finishing move in wrestling was the attitude adjustment. It's a fireman's carry takedown. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So I like the STF.
Well, you remember it used to be the STFU.
Yes. But now we're PG-13.
PG.
Understood.
Well, what do you think?
I try not to. It hurts.
Lots of other good stuff going on. Justice League came out on Blu-ray, and we got Marvel. That's kind of wrestling news. It's got Dave Bautista in it. Affinity Wars is coming out this month, right?
Oh, he's going to be in that one? Yeah, it's
the
coming
20th.
Out, I think, on the 13th. Infinity Awards, yeah. Dave Bautista did such a great job in the Guardians movies. He was great in those movies.
Yeah, I think it's April 20th. Is it the 13th or the 20th?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember right offhand. Mm-hmm. So, but speaking of Marvel and also with wrestling, I was just going through some of my comic books today that I have. Yes, I'm a comic book collector. And I found the Thor annual that has a story that was written by CM Punk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That's a couple years ago.
That's a couple years ago, and I had forgotten I had that. I was almost going to put it up for sale, and I said, no, I'm going to keep that, CM Punk.
Somebody who will never see in a WWE ring probably ever. April 27th, it says, is the release date.
Yeah, that looks like it's going
to
be pretty
good.
Yeah,
you gotta hand it to Marvel. They do a pretty good job on a lot of stuff.
They do. The Marvel movies, as far as superhero movies, are probably better than the DC, but the Marvel stories and the comic books, oof, they're pretty bad. I don't like the Marvel comics. I'm more of a DC guy as far as what I read. Although, if you can get something like the Captain America books that were written by Ed Brubaker, and that's what they based basically the Winter Soldier and the Captain America movies were loosely based on the Ed Brubaker books. Those are really good. Those are really good. And Civil War, Brubaker wrote on too. So
lots of news, lots of rumors. Got Mania coming up, so let's keep our eyes and ears and sense of everything out there for what's happening on this weekend.
And we're going to post some information on our Facebook page as much as we can as far as the schedule for the WWE Network, and then also where you might be able to watch like any of the other events that are going to be on either a streaming service or on one of the cable networks like Pluto TV or Impact or anything that's going to be on there. We'll see what we can find out what's going to be available.
Do you still watch that Fight TV app? Do you still do a lot on that?
You know, I wound up deleting that one, but I did pick up the Pluto TV. Pluto TV is not just necessarily the fighting sports. And I didn't like some of the independent stuff. There's an Impact channel that runs Impact Wrestling 24 hours a day, some of the old stuff. And I watched that some. And then basically when I found out they had a 24-hour channel of Mystery Science Theater 3000, Dave was in. I love that show. So they've got a lot of different movie channels, news channels, and all that stuff, and it's just available as an app.
Cool.
And ROH, you know, they're having their own network launch now. It's been launched a couple of months. Go to ROH.com, and you join their streaming service, and you get their New Orleans show free. So there's a lot of stuff going on there, man.
That's the wave of the future, man.
It is. Yeah, I think you're going to see more stuff going to streaming services. More and more.
That's what I just found.
So, what's that?
TNA pay-per-view from 2003 on Pluto TV. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they don't have the six-sided ring.
No, for a while, right after Hulk Hogan got there, they got rid of the six-sided ring.
This is from 2003, so this was before Hogan's time. This is still NWA. There's Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, there's. Uh huh.
Oh. Oh, this could be... Wow, maybe you shouldn't have told me about Pluto.
Oh, yeah. I was watching a women's match the other night. It had Brooke. It had Gail Kim. Who else was it? There was two other... Bubba Ray Dudley's girlfriend. She was there, and it was just excellent. You know that the knockouts on TNA for so many years were so much better than the WWE.
So how are you watching Championship Wrestling from Hollywood and stuff?
Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is on a TV channel called U2 America.
Oh, okay.
It's not YouTube. It's YOO Tube America. And one of our cable channels runs U2 America.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like 1 o'clock on Saturday mornings. Sometimes it's preempted for an hour-long infomercial about Xfinity.com. And it runs a 2-minute thing for over and over and over and over again about Xfinity. You know, but that's happened a couple of times, so I don't get to see it every week. But yeah, they're doing a good thing. So
cool,
yeah.
Cool. Well, I better get on with it. I hope you have a great night.
Yeah, he needs some
help. So does his dad.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo!
I'm here.
Where do we start? Where do we start? Where do we start?
Where would you go, man?
it's apparently the famous Sand Hill, which to be famous in this
so famous, I've never heard of it.
Yes, exactly, and neither had I, and I've been here for a year. But
interesting.
It was so interesting, you yawned, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm tired.
Never give up. Never give up. I'm John, and you can't see me.
Why?
I bought a kid's meal.
That's okay. I was going to buy a kid's meal, but they don't have a Western burger in a kid's meal.
I got to go get some more kids. Fun. Oh, jeez. He is so out there. Be on there going, 201.03.9, the greatest hits of all time. Y'all just sit back. We're going to sit here and play some Fleetwood Mac.
I'll tell you what.
He starts shaking and jumping, and the crowd's going crazy.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
That's not me saying some people meaning me. That is me saying I read and heard from others and defended you.
Time after time. Well, thank you for defending me. I appreciate that.